Hey, it's Monday and it's June. Happy June 3rd, 2024. And this is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You with Ariel and Ned. I'm Ned Donovan. Who you?
Who you? I'm Ariel Nissenblatt.
Yeah, you are. And did you know that to kick off June, you have the first tip of the month?
I did know that. Yes, I was following along and I'm very excited to kick us off with a cleanliness tip and a food tip. Both of these things. File them away. So I recently decided I'm going to become a smoothie person again.
Oh, you've hit the smoothie phase.
Yes,
all right.
The smoothie phase of the year. I love smoothies, but it's been a few years since I've, made them on my own. I do go and buy them every once in a while, but it is so expensive for no reason.
It is wild.
No longer. So I am now making them again in my apartment. I have the ingredients. I have the mechanical things that I need. I just hadn't been doing it. Anyway, making smoothies now using straws. Straws get nasty. And then you might want to throw those straws out if they are nasty, but you don't have to throw those straws out if you use a straw cleaner. You can buy a straw cleaner. They're simple. You can get a pack of them and then you will save your straws and you can use them for other things that need to be cleaned. And I just think it's a worthwhile investment.
I would agree. I'm going to ask a non-straw cleaner tip.
Go ahead.
Question, though. What's your go-to smoothie ingredient?
I put kale. I like peanut butter. I like strawberries. I like mangoes. I like cinnamon. And I like almond milk.
That sounds like a hell of a smoothie.
That's pretty good. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I'm sort of all over the map. A little Greek yogurt to give it a little like creaminess. I really love raspberries, so raspberries in my smoothie makes me a happy boy. And then I experiment with different protein powders. Like I'll get different protein powder flavors to specifically just see if I like them in smoothies.
I need to play around with protein powder. That will be a future tip. But until then, we hope you clean your straws and have a lovely day.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.